Hi, I'm Michael J. Long, and thank you for joining me. I appreciate it. So, where do I stand? What is it that I support? Well, I stand regarding the reduction of government. First off, I want to state that I support having a small, limited federal government with less taxes, less spending, and maximum freedom. And I want the same for the local, state, and county levels too, levels of government too, and especially also the federal level. I want people to be free to decide for themselves what they choose to put in their own bodies, how they choose to live their lives, and how they and raise their children, how they choose to spend their money and work. I want to abolish every single federal government agency, with the exception of Medicaid, Medicare, CHIP, Social Security, which I support cuts for among the people who don't need to be on it. Customs, ICE, and Border Patrol for immigration-related purposes, as far as, and let me see, and I support the abolishment of all other national police agencies, thus including the FBI, the CIA, and I want to privatize the National Weather Service, the VA, and the U.S. Postal Service. So number two thing I stand for is a tax reform. This could come in the form of the fair tax, but ultimately it includes the abolishment of the IRS, the printing presses, as well as the Federal Reserves, and bring back the gold standard and so forth, as far as cryptocurrency and all that is concerned. Number three on the list is comprehensive immigration reform. And so you might ask yourself, what do you mean by that? We can focus on having the Border Patrol and the Customs to put in more of their resources and more of their time accepting legal applicants and into the country, like we do with other immigrants from Ellis Island. And, you know, we can do that by reducing the fees and the administrative costs and tax and all this stuff that it and this 20-40 year process it takes for most immigrants to be able to come here legally. And this is why people come here illegally. So that's one aspect to look at. Abolish Common Core, number four on the list. Abolish Common Core on the national level and the Affordable Health Care Act. Abolish corporate welfare and subsidies and eliminate eminent domain and asset forfeiture, which therefore explanatory. Asset forfeiture is where the government takes your property without permission and just uses it for whatever they want. Let's say you committed a crime or whatever that crime, a victimless crime. Well, let's say that you committed a crime that included a victim. They, or any crime for that matter, they come in, they take your property, whether that be your house, your home, your money, your belongings, etc., and they claim it as theirs. That's wrong. That, along with eminent domain, the seizing of private property that you paid and you privately purchased, it's yours. Yeah. These kinds of eminent domain and asset forfeiture, I have a big problem with, a lot of people do, because they're just coming in and taking your property. Even if they had due process to arrest you and have you convicted and thrown in jail, none of that should include the taking of private property that belongs to you or any of your belongings, unless those belongings could be proved as stolen property. Then they may have a right to take it to then give back to the original owners. But to sit there and take something that belongs to you because you got arrested, yeah, that's wrong. I have a big problem with that. Anybody who supports freedom should. Work to reduce spending and eliminate the Department of Education. protect gun rights on the local, state, county, and federal level. And the federal government can easily do this by enforcing the Constitution onto the state governments that formed the federal government because as a result of the Shaves Rebellion and all that. So the end of drug war, that's number 8 on the list, and legalize marijuana for medical, recreational, industry use, and legalize all other drugs and or decriminalize them. Foreign policy. The United States needs to withdraw from Europe, Asia, the Middle East, and bring all of the troops, the U.S. military home, shut down the military home. Let's bring our troops home. Let's bring our whole military home. And let's shut down all U.S. military bases that we have in foreign countries all over the world. So shut down all the foreign military bases that we have from the United States. And withdraw from the United Nations and NATO. I'm a big supporter of withdrawing from the United Nations and NATO because we don't need to be part of any international alliance like that to keep our country safe. And this further entrenches upon our freedom and civil liberties, just being part of the United Nations and NATO. Reduce government barriers to add position and for potion and contraceptives. Campaign finance reform. So let's see. Reduce government barriers to add potion and contraceptives. Campaign finance reform. Allow the free market to create and offer services for people with autism and other disabilities across state lines, as well as other goods and services and private insurance. Allow the free market to compete with Social Security and Medicaid, Medicare CHIPS, civil liberties, and government barriers to free trade, and ensure that the internet remains free and open to the United States and the whole world. And allow for the free market, and or private sector to become internet service providers for the internet. And what that basically means is, you know, you don't just have one or four companies providing internet access, but rather you have everybody, anybody that can do it, that can create a company or corporation that can do the in the realms of becoming internet service providers and provide networks that provide internet access to other consumers or potential customers. So what I'm trying to get at is what we have is we have too much government, and that needs to go. And the reason I say all that is because we already have FBI, a CIA, an NSA. We have the CIA, we have the FBI, we have the NSA, the CIA, the ATF, the FBI, the Homeland Security, Department of this, Department of that, Department of Education, Department of Energy, Department of Labor and Housing and Urban Development, this, that, and the third. And before you know it, we have way too much government, plus the fact that our national governments we don't need monetary policy and all this garbage that we have with the IRS and the Federal Reserves and all that. I say we get rid of the IRS and the Federal Reserves because they're printing money out of thin air and they're devaluing our currency, and plus the fact that we're borrowing from China and other countries, and we need to allow the free market to worry about, you know, our economy and not the government. It's not the government's job to boom our economy or bust it. It's not the government's job to just go to war whenever they feel like it, and especially when there's no threat or impulse of imminent danger or force. So I think a lot of what government is doing is wrong, and we need to do everything we can to get libertarians elected, or try to influence those that are already elected to try and reduce the size, power, and scope of the federal government. I am not in favor of increasing the tax rate any more than it has to be. I'm not in favor of, you know, all this other rigor more. You know, even with, I mean, you know, we got to come together and say, look, this is what we're going to do. We're going to reduce the size, the power, and the scope of the federal government. I mean, because here's the government's too powerful. The government's too big. Even the office of the presidency in general is too big. And just recently, President Trump had ordered a strike on Iran and called it off at the last minute. The idea being was that we had a drone that got a U.S. drone that actually got shot down by the Iranian missile defense services. So they were flying right into Iran to spy on them and all this other kind of garbage, and Iran shot them down, and we're making a big deal about it, right? But how would we like it if a foreign country did that to us? We would probably try and shoot that foreign drone down on our territory, especially if it was flying on our territory, like if Russia and China did that to us, or if Iran did that to us, or any country for that matter. But then, when we're doing it to them, it's suddenly not okay for them to defend themselves. Just like this whole mess with Iraq and John Bolton under the Bush administration. And by the way, John Bolton got reappointed in the Trump administration. And all he is a puppet to the Israelis and Benjamin Netanyahu, who is basically his interest is for us to go to war and be the policeman of the world because he sees us as the superpower. And we are a superpower, but that doesn't mean that we should go to war whenever our president feels like it and police the whole world. In fact, because we are the superpower, we have a greater responsibility now to follow our Constitution and be and to enforce a non-interventionist foreign policy to have that. So, yeah, a lot of stuff's going on with this government that I don't like and, you know, that a lot of people don't like. You know, it's the nature of the beast. And, you know, you got a lot of people in the Republican Party and the Democratic Party. You got a lot of people on the left, a lot of people on the right. And all when it's their president that's in power, when it's their turn to be the policeman of the world, they're going to do it. Well, guess what? We've had enough of that. I don't know if we all have, but, you know, most of us libertarians have. In fact, all of us libertarians have, but it doesn't seem like it matters when we vote, and that's what, you know, because the majority of most other people don't vote. So the strategy is very simple. The strategy involves getting as many people as possible registered as libertarians who might be libertarians or who are libertarians in viewpoint, get them enrolled, get them registered to vote, especially most of those who are U.S. citizens, get them to vote for the Libertarian Party and or get them enrolled in the Libertarian Party. Well, we need to do what we can to start winning elections. And, you know, we're making a lot of strides on the local, state, and county levels when it comes to getting at the federal level and even some state-elected positions in most state areas of state government in some of the bigger states. It's kind of hard to do that, you know, but it's not impossible. And I want to break this myth right here, right now. The idea that there's this myth that's been going around for years, that a political third party can't win. That if you vote for a political third party, in this case be the Libertarian Party, you will decipher votes from the Republican Party and the Democrats will essentially win. But guess what? The Democrats are going to say the same thing to their supporters and the independents, and the Republican Party is using that same pitch to them, but it's not true. Right? The very fact that we have a two-party system isn't true. The only reason why it may seem that is because most liberals are going to vote for the Democratic Party. Most conservatives and Republicans are going to vote for the Republican Party. But then, you know, you get a ratio of between 30 to 45 outcome. out of 60% of people that are, and in most polls, 60% of the people say they support having a political third party, which means essentially, and most of those people don't vote. If they did vote and we had them voting for the Libertarian Party, I guarantee that 45% that Trump would get, that he's probably going to get in 2020, the 25% that Hillary Clinton got, 25% Trump got, 45% turnout, what have you, they would be in the minority within the election vote, within the election. It's in itself. But the fact that, you know, most people don't vote, and most of the people do that do vote have their minds set to vote in either Democrat or Republican, I think says a lot about this country. And the fact that the media has dominated the debates, the discussion. I mean, when he came to Gary Johnson, who was running back during the 2016 election, he was the requirement for the board of the Federal Election Commission was that Gary Johnson had to get into the polls and show 15% support rating for Fox News, CNN, MSNBC, right? Most of those people in that audience are either liberal or conservative. So naturally, the whole thing was set up to where most of the polls he was included in, he was excluded. And most polls that they did include him in, he was at 5 or 10% or 3% or something like that. So there was no way he was going to be able to make it on the debates. Thus, he gets ignored, Trump gets in, and this is why we're in the mess that we're in. So, yeah, campaign finance reform is a big step in the right direction. We also need to figure out what we can do to get rid of the Federal Election Commission and have it restored to the League of Women Voters or whoever, who I feel have done a better job representing all political parties, including independents and political third parties, and allowing them into the debates with Democrats and Republicans, which Democrats and Republicans want to exclude so that they can be the top dog and, you know, all that. So this, we got a long way road ahead. We're making strides. I say, let's continue to work. I'm Michael J. Long. Thank you for joining me. I appreciate it.